Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey. That's right. Hey, it's me, Aristotle. Coming in for Todd. Wow. Wow. Can you believe it? It's me. I am coming in for Todd at this moment for Steph Tolov Part 2 because we had to get it all scheduled early. And you can hear my dogs walking around in the background. But if you're listening to this now, the day it's coming out, I am currently in Japan, land of the rising sun. And my girlfriend Desiree and I are on this day traveling from Mount Fuji to Kyoto. That's right. It's a whole thing. We're celebrating 10 years. 10 years together in Japan. So if you tweet at me if you know any good spots in Kyoto or in Tokyo, which where we will be in a few days. But right now, let's focus on Steph Tolov Part 2. She's got an album out that came out somewhat recently. I'm not well, but it is very good. Go check it out. Spotify, iTunes. It's out on vinyl. Steph is great. Susan is great. Little golden retriever puppy. Adorable. Go check him out. All right, bye.
It's a good show.
Henry Winkler is rescheduling.
Oh, that's sad.
No, stop.
Sucks.
Stop. Apparently he... But I can't wait to talk to him about... By the way, I said that to George Carlin. I would want to talk about Fonzie. I wish I wouldn't have... If I was an interviewer, how to... If I was Jimmy Kimmel, I might have... Hey, would he mind talking about Fonzie? These conversations happen. This is the real business.
He's definitely open to and loves talking about Fonzie.
But don't be rude. I heard he didn't. No.
He doesn't
all
have a
that
choice.
Is to say that. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm done talking about this. What did I want to say?
Something nice that you wanted to tell me with a dog, and I want to know what it is because I need it.
I was going to tell you, this is true, to George Carlin. These are the great reasons to have to George Carlin because you'll know what I'm 100% true. When I walked out here, now keep in mind I'm smoking. When I walked by you and the dog, I tried to act like I wasn't looking at the dog so you didn't think, am I too crazy? Like, it seems like, because I've been really talking about the dog, so I thought maybe she'll think like, no, I like when people pay attention to the dog, but that's like another extreme. One is my friend who does nothing for her, and then Todd, it's a little too much. But I can't walk by it. I keep getting re-amazed.
I literally, every morning I wake up and I go, oh, little tootie coo. Every fucking morning I do that. Yeah. I can't not. And then I forget, like, every, like, she wakes up and I just see her little fucking head pop around the corner. I'm like, you fucking piece of shit. You're so fucking cute.
And her coat is so, you know.
How does she sleep?
In a crate.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, I'm crating.
Well, on the side.
She's all over. Up. She's curled up. She's curling. She's siding. She's hot. I don't have AC, so I think I got two fans on her. She's got fanned out. I'm fanning out that puss.
When we first found Jeff, he used to sleep on his back like a dead bug. And I was like, what the fuck? I've never seen, like, truly like a dead bug. You know, arms
it's adorable.
Up. So I just thought, I was like, wait, do other dogs do this? What is
no, Jeff's
this?
Weird. But in a good way.
In a good way. Good. Weird is good. Different is good. Same is not good.
Wow, we learn a lot on this podcast. Same is not good. No, no. Good is good. Bad is bad.
There you go, right?
And there we are.
That's our new t-shirts.
Oh, my God.
Learning.
What are you going to do? I'm going to play...
Are we going to do the Skittle game since you're eating them already?
They're so goddamn good.
So how does this work? You pick one and I guess it?
I'll trust you. You take a spoonful.
Oh, right.
Into the claw hand, please. Are we on? Am I talking to this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Look at that bowl. How beautiful it is.
Nice bowl.
Skittles look real. Who gave us the
Rachel.
Well, they're in the studio. They're like artwork because it's a really cool glass jar they came in that tilts.
Can I try now?
And there's just these Skittles. It's like artwork.
Pink?
With a really cool spoon.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, it's wrong then. Oh, no. Is this the tropical kind?
Original.
Original.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is no pink.
The money you're going to win. You're going to win $100,000 if you guess right. $100,000 to a cause. What's the cause you're going to go if you win tonight? What is the cause you're going to pick that's going to get $100,000?
The cause. It's going to.
What
be
is the cause that you're here for?
Support.
For the SPCA?
The SPCA, yeah. That's
you're
going to
get $100,000.
Oh, I can look at them? Oh, it's purple. Oh, it is pink.
No, how do you know what it is? Do you know what it was?
It's pink. Well, it was pink.
Hold on.
Final.
Now.
Damn it. What?
If it was pink, you will get $100,000. Think of the animals that will be saved because you guessed right. Because the money that they'll have.
There is pink. Was it orange?
Was it pink?
No,
Aristotle.
I can't make up my goddamn
mind. Was it pink, Aristotle?
That's my final answer. Fuck it. I can't.
I'm sorry, but no.
The animals.
What was it? Purple?
It was green.
Oh, wow. I'm way off. I'm not even close.
Many animals are going to die.
Shit.
The worst show.
Wow. Okay. Now we just chew them loudly into the mic for a while?
Oh, I know.
They're very good. I haven't had Skittles in a while.
Okay, let's get rid of them.
I don't want them near me.
Me neither.
I'm fasting. This is not fasting. We just angle the mortar towards me. Get him out of here.
Thank you, sir. What is your name? What is your name? The intern that just came over and got the Skittles. What is his? What is your name? What is it? What?
Luke.
Oh, Luke. Oh, you're... All right. Oh, well.
Is this filmed?
No.
Oh.
But people know what it looks like.
Okay.
Because I put pictures. Oh, you know, we take enough pictures where... I don't know if me, I listen to a podcast, all I need is a few pictures, then I know every week. Okay, it's imagine it. It's easy to imagine it because it's the same exact space every single week.
Isn't that most podcasts, though? Are a lot of people changing up locations? Like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well,
the
I mean,
studio, it's too much. People know what it looks like now.
I mean, like...
Let's get to the woods.
Like, there's a picture of the band, so they don't only picture the show, but they know where the band's at. They know where the stage is at. So if you go up and perform, they sort of know what that looks like.
Do people go up and do that?
What? Sometimes just being silly. Hmm. Andy Kindler, he doesn't miss a beat. I go, Andy, would you go up there? He's already up there. I'm like, oh, my God. Because, you know, I'm always like, I don't feel like getting up all the time. I wouldn't want to go up there right now. I'm comfortable sitting down.
quite content sitting
here. Right, me too. Anyway, I'm going to eat the rest of these people. And then I'm going to give 100%. Can you play a loud horn sound so I can just eat them really quick?
Todd Glass Show. Todd Glass Show. It's the Todd Glass Show tonight.
I'm eating my Skittles.
Says the Podcasters Association. It's the Todd Glass Show tonight. It's the Todd Glass Show tonight. Gotta listen to that Todd Glass Show tonight. Take it away.
I think she likes it now. Honestly, she's not scared. Like, she's also, her heart's not beating now. She's actually, now he wants to eat the Skittles.
Oh, you pig. That's the worst drummer in the world. He acted like he couldn't take my cue because he was shoving Skittles in his mouth. Hey. Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong.
That was kind of wet, boing. The first one.
The boing is a fun sound.
Boing is good. Did you ever play Q-Bert growing up?
Say it again.
Q-Bert. That's what it sounds like. Whoever you play Q-Bert, thank you. It was an old Nintendo game. It was a...
Oh, well, I know that sound.
These things. Yeah, it was so weird. It's like
actually,
one of the games
be
I had.
From Q-Bert.
If it's from Q-Bert, I got a good ear for Q-Bert. Let everyone know. That's my biggest skill. Hey, if I hear Q-Bert anywhere in public, I'll know what it sounds like.
I got a good ear for humor.
Great ear for humor.
That could be a fun new game, God. Is we get a bunch of small little sound bits and be like, can you guess what this is?
Oh, that's good.
With, like, songs. Like, we could do, like, guess this tune.
I'm not good with music, though. I feel like, let me hear. Just give it a shot, right?
All right, nobody.
Like,
nobody
give anything you have.
All right, what is this song?
Oh,
Oh, I know. bum 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 bum.
Yes.
Looks like maybe Eric the drummer has the answer.
Oh, you know Mr. Drum Kit?
No, I know it. If you give me a minute, hold on. 25 and 6.
Oh. You got it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but I can't. That's all I know. Chopped up like that. You sing it as loud as you can. Oh, it's hard to sing it, right?
Well, let's hear it.
Takes too long.
Yeah.
It's fuck it. I'm going to tell that band they made it too long, and that's why they never went anywhere.
All right. Todd has 1 point. All right. What is...
We keep it official. Todd has 1 point.
This song.
Oh. I know that
one.
I
don't know that.
You got to go off the board for this game.
Yeah, this is... All right.
But
I would understand that you wouldn't even be in your wheelhouse. That was, I think, Frank Sinatra, Witchcraft. No, fly me to the moon. I wanna hoo be gooby goo.
If you don't know that song by now, I feel like you should.
Wait, what was the song that he play it again? I want to hear it.
Play more?
Yeah.
Wait,
it wasn't
guess?
Either of the ones I guessed.
Did it come fly with me?
Yes.
I thought I said that. Didn't
no,
I do that?
Is it fly me to the moon?
Oh, shit.
Oh, lost by.
Come fly with me. Let's float down to the bay.
How about this song?
Oh, that's easy. A Mary Popkins.
Popkins.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Popkins. Hey, she's from Brooklyn. Popkins over here. Hey, I'm Popkins over here.
I'm here to make your life better.
Hey, you kids, shut up. I'm going out. It's Popkins over here. I'm not screwing around.
I'm not going
to bed.
A song.
Shut up. What's in my purse is mine. Get your mitts off of it. Are we doing a remake of Popkins?
And action.
Hey!
I'm Fonzie.
I think I was just doing Fonzie.
I'm Fonzie.
Damn it.
I wanted to be Fonzie. I really thought he was cool,
though. What's your best impression?
Hey.
Oh, I should have asked this. Should I have?
Hey. No, he goes, hey.
I'm not a Fonzie in general. I mean,
Wait, is that Fonzie? Or was that James Adomian's impersonation of you?
No, that's me doing Fonzie. Because he would go, hey. I can't do it that
like,
good.
Hey.
Yeah, oh, you're right. You're right. Now I feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because you're right. The minute I hear it done right, I'm like, oh, yeah, it was more like, do it again, everybody. Seriously.
Hey.
Hey.
Be cool about it.
Well, that's.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
But I mean, really, I think your best impression is Rodney.
Hey. I'll tell you it's all right. Hey, you know what I mean? Hey, you know? I'll tell you it's all right. Hey. Look at the dog, and it just sleeps. Mm-hmm. The dog likes the sound of my voice. I totally read into
it. Yeah. Likes your
the
table.
The dog, have you noticed?
You, likes voice.
The dog is very happy around my comedy ideas.
I'm going to play, I have your the album of your voicemails. I'll play that for her.
I like it.
Wow. All right. The scoreboard, Todd has one. Eric has one.
Let's stop the game. I feel it's childish just because I'm winning. That we should just enjoy each other. And stop with the game. Well, I won, basically. But no,
one
not one.
Did Eric have two?
All right, we have a tiebreaker.
Okay, I'm not trying to. Last thing I want to do is be dishonest.
Tiebreaker between.
Oh, it's a tiebreaker. I'm happy. I don't care. I don't benefit.
What is this song? Oh, we have a.
Oh, there's another song?
Oh, that was the same one, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I think
we haven't
right.
guessed
oh,
this
yeah.
one yet.
Yeah.
It's John, that's the same one as before.
No, we didn't guess it.
We didn't guess it. Okay. You're
What's
right.
Your
you're
guess?
Yeah, okay, let me hear it again.
Oh, wait, we have one more.
Yes, Eric.
Mr. Music.
No,
in the
I want you to go first.
Zero. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is. Oh. It definitely
let
is.
Let it breathe. Sometimes we have to show these songs respect. In the middle of our show, what's so. You know, sometimes people listening to a show. What?
Wait, was that. Did someone do that? Or, that's the song?
Could you dance?
Whoa. Whoa, we gotta go back on that. Are you serious?
What does he do?
How have I never heard this?
Hold on.
Let me be your hero.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I honestly thought you did that. I can't believe
Let
that.
Let me be your hero. Put reverb in all our mics. Hold on.
Would you
play
dance?
It again. Play it again. We can be all be him. Overly.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready? Hold on. Can we get reverb in the house or in the mics? Do you have it?
Let me be your hero.
Oh, we missed it.
Okay, good. Start over.
Your hero.
I have to squeeze them in there.
Listen to me.
Let me be your hero.
Let me be yes.
Trust me. Listen to me. I know what's right for you.
Would you dance?
Listen.
If I asked you to dance.
Why wouldn't you do what I asked you? Would that hurt
would you? Run never look back.
All right. Well, I think there's something here, but I'm too out there to do it.
Huge bet.
Looks like Eric is the winner of Game.
And I don't. And I'm happy for you. I know. It couldn't have been happy to a better person. A drum solo. We're all chug-a-lugging here at the Todd Glass Show. Makes you want to look at the dog. Picture the dog.
Chug-a-lug.
Chug-a-lug.
Great wine in a mason jar.
To George Carlin, the dog is laying in Steph's lap, just calmly with his head on her arm, like at ease. This music is, this proves that this is, well, we have it mostly in our headsets too. But the dog is just taking it in. I want to fucking bite this dog. God damn it. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Oh, it's so great. Did I tell the story about how I acted like I didn't want you to think I...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not right. I should be
I'm
know you well
enough.
I'm still
on the lip thing more. Like, you kissed her square on her lips.
I can't.
Her lips.
I'm going to tell you.
These lips are buried in her huge pussy. Buried.
I know. I get it on paper. It doesn't make sense.
And her asshole. I want to show it to you after. I'm saying right now. It is it's the biggest. It's so big. I'm like, it can't get bigger. Is this it? Like, this is half your body at this point.
There are dogs with huge assholes.
Damn it.
Well, there's people.
And I got one.
There's
we have the exact same asshole. Book. That's the weirdest part about it.
There's people that are huge assholes. Hello, we'll be right back. It's the Todd Glass Show. That's right, the new home for the Todd Glass Show, Starburns Audio. Hey, if you like this show, listen to the other shows and stop fighting us on it. Go listen to other shows. I will demand you. See, the way we do it, we're aggressive.
I need that sound at everything I do in my life. I should just play that when I bring my over next and just play that on repeat. He's like, what is that? I'm like, shh. That's me. Does it turn you on? Wait, can you play it a lot in a row?
It reminds me a lot of Cuba.
Oh, yeah, you like that? Oh, feel good. Oh, that's him coming. That's the end of it. All right, that's what it sounds like when guys come, right? Huge. I wouldn't know.
No. I have no idea either. Let's I'll tell you, she's not too great either. My sister, yeah. My sister's brother. No, it's a friend of my sister's. No, it's my sister. It's me. No, it never happened to me. I made it up. I wanted people to like me. I made that up. It actually did happen. That's the truth. Except for one thing.
Did everybody listen to the show just have 98 bong hits before?
I feel like, great. Oh my God. This is how I want to feel.
We got to follow along here. Let's get on some ketamine.
So wait, we never heard your spider.
We heard the spider. It was a big, bit.
No, I know.
You're tripping balls, dude.
So where's it at when now the healing?
Now the hole is closing. The gaping
and how long
pussy hole on my finger is closing. I'm not joking. It was like a big men's urethra. It was big.
How long?
A few days. And I have a fucking call back tomorrow bragging. Kidding. It's for $1,000 for a cold commercial. The character was Wacky Neighbor, the female Kramer. Oh, you better believe I was over the top in that audition. That was day one of Spider Bite, so I had to show them they had it, and now I'm going back like this. I'm going to be like, look, it really escalated, but the hole should be closed if I were as to book this. Should I mention the hole or not? Probably not mention the hole.
No, it's good to mention it.
If I get this, though, it will be one of those commercials where people really make fun of me.
But you know,
big time. I came in and had to tap dance and then end on jazz hands. Oh yeah, I really went for it. I did.
Can you let yourself? Because that stuff in the element where you're comfortable doing it, we can all do it. We can all be silly, but it's within our comfort zone. Then you're asked to be silly, right? And that's what's hard about it.
But when it's for commercials like this, it's so stupid to me that I can just go like, and I kind of embarrass the guys around there with me because they're like, whoa, she took it too far. Bet you those assholes are going to call back. No, I just think it's stupid. Did you see the fucking Little Caesars commercial I did?
No. Wait, I think I might.
It was so stupid. And I like literally was a psychopath in the audition. And like they don't care. You have to be a psycho in the city or no one will remember who the fuck you are.
I get excited to see anybody I know in anything, a commercial. I'm always like, oh, and then I think, why did I read for that?
If people who do union shit are like rolling in it. Non-union is so goddamn bad.
I live off of my Comics Unleashed money. Is that funny, John? Let me tell
you.
Is the
realest thing he said? I'm like, you guys are all dying laughing.
I live on my Comics Unleashed money. I don't touch my other money. I live on my Comics Unleashed money. No, really.
James Adomian must be so mad.
James Adomian is angry. Do you know James Adomian?
Yep.
Now, what happened? He passed away?
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead? Is he really dead? He's dead.
Sound.
He's just dead. I guess don't think about him, folks. He wouldn't have wanted you to.
No,
but
no,
we
no.
are here to tell you in a very mature way. This is not a type of shitty podcast where we would spread horrible rumors. But let's be honest and let's be true to what we do not want to say. But James Adomian is dead.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later, buckle.
Sorry, impersonations.
James Adedian?
Wow.
Oh, we got him good after he was
we
dead.
Got him good.
I bet he hopes he's alive to hear what we're saying. But he will never be. Oh, that would be the perfect world. If he was healthy. He is healthy. I've just been told in my earpiece.
He's actually at the front door. He just went to get coffee.
He's at the front door. I overreacted. Look at this puppy.
She's sleeping.
That's a beautiful.
I'm going to be physically sick out of my ass if she's sleeping right now. My ass is going
because you don't want
to
move.
Vomit.
Maybe
yeah,
you should
I
let
can't.
Her.
She's so fucking hot, too.
Maybe
it's
put
like
her
I'm
down.
Holding
put her
three
down.
Suitcases.
You're not the worst person. Bring her over to the blanket, and then you won't feel bad. Oh, my God. She's just fucking late. She lets her dead weight be. Like, she doesn't know that that's wrong. Like, you don't just have to be dead weight. She's like, well, I'm sleepy. And it's all just putty. And then you got to hold them and from, you know, with care, like a baby, and then you put them down. But I knew as soon
that's
as she got...
That's a lot of heat.
I knew. As soon as she got down, you know what I knew? She's going to go lay down.
I feel like that's me. Do you spoon? I feel like you're a heater. You got a lot of heat coming
I'm
off that body.
That's why I don't, because I'm always hot.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
It's too hot.
A lot going on those glands.
I know, I'm always hot. A
lot of stuff going on. Todd Glands is what they call you. Oh. Hello! Here we go.
God bless America.
Loves it now.
I have something to do. We're going in for the clothes. I like it. Whenever we're going for the clothes, I relax. Yeah, we're going in for the clothes, even if I take a little bit of time to get there. I love the Brooke Hello toothpaste. Oh, I'm not joking around. To George Carlin. I got a case of this. Someone should record us saying this, and then at... Oh. Lights out with
late
David Spade.
Night?
Late night.
No, it's lights out. It's lights out with David Spade. You know, it's and not everything's a joke, everybody. These are sponsors. Hello. But lights out. So on that show, which they had really nice green rooms. It's so nice when they are nice. Makes you feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this toothpaste. I took it, and it's called Hello Toothpaste. I'm to George Carlin. I'm being honest. It's so good, and I read the ingredients, it's good, and I don't mean it tastes great, like, you know, like, I want to have to, like, yeah, why is it, has a good texture even, forget about the flavor, but the smoothness of it, it's very,
smoothness.
Yeah, it's like, it felt good, and it was minty, like,
what
it felt
you
clean.
What have you been using before? Just going out into the garden and just grabbing a bunch of soil?
No, I use other toothpaste, nothing, even, no matter what, and I use that stuff that's, right now I use this stuff. It's like it's good to use to take
Sensodyne.
Care of your gum. Sensodyne. I use Sensodyne. And but even before that, whatever I would use, whatever, something in that category, you know. So close up, if it was the 70s, it was a gel, and it was fun. There was blue gel and green gel, and it was toothpaste. That's gross. Shame on that era. They should apologize for that. So what the fuck was going on? Where were my parents? Why was that acceptable? To have a, it was a different type of toothpaste, minty, for the but
yeah,
the
picture before that
for the
those
bar
guys
scene.
Had a good time. Picture before just shit on your. I don't know what people used back then, but like, did they have any? There's no gel or paste. When was this invented? Now I'm
toothpaste.
Yeah, I feel like
I
there
know.
Was a powder before.
People were,
see, here we go. We're learning.
It was
that
tough
was
for
worse.
People. Yeah. People. Look, we're going to seem gross, I guess, because we just get cleaner and cleaner, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but at least I just, we have, it was hard. Where they smelled, I think they knew it. Now, maybe they didn't. Hope they
no one. They didn't notice it because everyone just smelled. That was just the smell. That was just it.
It's like smoking.
You get used to something. Yeah, if somebody's BO, you get used to it.
Right, like smoking.
Why do I hate that? I hate when you go to a room and someone stinks. You're like, oh, someone stinks. And then 10 minutes later, you forget about the stink. You're like, now the stink's on me. I am the stink. I hate that. Can I do a shout out now that we're on toothpaste? Yeah. There are not enough, mostly men. There is women. I'm not going to say there's not. Flossing their fucking teeth. Every person should be flossing minimum once a day. Get the little sticks if you're in a rush. A lot of comics. Stinky, stinky. Breath can't be around them. Okay. I could right now list, I don't want to, but I can, several. At least 10 right now at the top of my head. I did a public thing. I asked if anybody wanted, I'm like, if anybody's bad breath, you want me to tell them, please DM me. Only one person did it with bad breath. All these other fuckers are walking around there, and it's like, I'm talking like, there are some comics, I'm not joking, Todd, from where you're sitting now, I'd be like, ugh, like I could gag. Maybe it's my big nose, I can smell more, I don't know, but I need to constantly tell everybody, floss. Do you guys all floss? You floss. I know you floss.
I do. Can I tell you what I would say? From the kindest place, it is a sensitive subject in a way, but here's how important it is. And let's take a piece of the pie out. If you're going through something with a tooth and you're trying to save the money to get it done and you're aware.
Keep away from that tooth. A lot of other teeth going on.
Well, you just
there.
Keep Altoids with you all the time. You know, mm-hmm. garlic. Mm-hmm. Just be aware of everything you can control. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, you're right. It's just when you're around mm-hmm. other people, you can't worry enough about it. And let me tell you something. The good news is, and proves we're not, you know,
I've never had bad breath.
Oh, that was
and
just going to go.
I literally would have remembered because I can remember every comic with bad breath.
You know,
it's a problem. It's a sickness I think I have.
So I like to be very aware. I keep Altoids all the time. I brush, I floss. I didn't always, but yeah, it is. There's some people. It's tough because it's no one wants to say anything.
No, I'm going to start. I think that's it. That's officially my New Year's resolution. I'm going to be like, I'm just going to say to your face, if your breath stinks, I'm like, stinky. You stinky. You got a stinky mouth. I don't know what it stinks. There's one comic, and I swear to God, he poos and puts it directly in his mouth and sucks on it because there's no other explanation for your mouth to smell like that. There's honestly not. I'm not kidding. Like, as it comes out, he chugs it. It's like with a funnel. Like, he just huffs it right into his mouth. Never in my life have I smelled a mouth like this. Like, it's unreal. I'm going to tell you the comic after because you're going to fucking know, and I guarantee you smelled it. Oh, it's bad. This candle would not be lit right now. It would be blown out. It would just be green and melting. Yeah, it wouldn't be good. It would not be good. Anyways, floss your fucking teeth. Floss is 99 cents. Like, there's no excuse. It's pure laziness.
You know, seriously, like, I might go, oh, try to buffer what Steph's saying and try to get, I've been there, but you know what? At the end of the day, if you need the tough love,
a stick.
Just and can I tell you something else? When it comes to either if you're trying to maybe deal with something you know you have to have fixed, but you don't have the money, or if you just forget about it either way, let's say everything's fine, you just need to floss and brush. When you need topical behavior, yes. But if it's a deep rooted problem and bad gums, mm-hmm, you can you can't just take care of it that night. The gums are permeating
but
smell.
But like if you are getting to the point of
are
bad
people
gums.
Barfing?
You got problems. Mm. If you're a 22-year-old with bad gums, whoa.
Hey, watch it.
Don't bring Bopkins into this because she's not going to be happy, all right?
I was.
Hey, brush your fucking teeth.
Brush your fucking teeth. Listen here, brush your fucking teeth. That's a new slogan. If you were the first lady, that would be brush your fucking teeth.
That's it.
Meanwhile, the first lady is up around town getting her new slogan, which is not met to the gentle ear of a lot of the people in this Mount Rushmore area. Her slogan, and we're going to have to bleep this out for mothers at home watching the children.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your fucking teeth. And then she wink with the crest sign. Well, brush your fucking teeth, kids, or they're going to rot and stink your breath up. Mm. Nothing. Can I tell you something? I maybe take it as a challenge to have fresh breath. Not only not bad breath, but
fresh is nice.
If there's anything, and I have my proper distance from somebody, but in the event of whatever, so I have two tricks. One is just to have really good dental hygiene, and mm-hmm. I think nothing with too much going on. Don't try to do it with anything cherry or just look. If you want something that can
simple.
Cut,
yeah,
cut the it help you. If you're hydrated, very important, hydrate. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But just need a little topical help. Yeah, Altoids will do it. That's it. Clean Altoids. That's it.
clean out.
Yeah, just the peppermint. Okay. Not even the spearmint.
I thought you meant like, I was like, whoa, what are people doing with Altoids now? There's a lot going on. I got a lot of questions just with these soiled Altoids.
And also, guess what? Juicy Fruit. I love the smell of Juicy Fruit.
It's good stick.
If somebody smells Easy Juicy chew. Fruit on your breath, it's not bothering them.
Simple.
If someone Simple has stuff. Juicy Fruit breath, it's really refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've really been chewing a lot of Juicy Fruit lately. I just like to walk over. Hey, how you doing? That guy just smelled like Juicy Fruit. And he smells clean. What? Well, he smelled clean, but then his breath was like Juicy Fruit? Wow, what a positive way to add to the day. That's who I want my my being to be. All right, don't make a joke about it.
Like anyone in L.A. looks at anyone and thinks about anybody but themselves. They're just like, I better smell better than that fucking loser.
I like to smell patchouli oil.
I'm going to say my dog's lips. I'm like, we need to leave. I like to smell your dog's lips.
No, patchouli oil. What is it called? Am I saying it wrong?
Next time I see you, you're just going to be wearing that blank the dog's on like a coat. Like you made. I needed to smell her all the time. I couldn't get enough. Is there a zipper on that?
The blanket is like, well, how do you describe it? So it's like you could
she's
almost.
Sleeping on it.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Oh my God, she's sleeping on the blanket I gave her. It's like a white, what do you call what that is?
It's like a sheepskin, fake sheepskin.
A fake sheepskin. Mm-hmm. A fake sheepskin. And it's like folded in fours, you know, so it's got a lot of thickness on it. And she's laying center on it.
Anybody who hates dogs is going to hate this episode.
No one. People wouldn't. Even if they didn't like dogs, it's about love. Picture if it's not the dog all night, picture we were talking about a friend of yours that you really like. Or your baby.
Oh, I hope you're with them. Right. One of your close friends you have a really weird thing about, but you've told nobody.
Now we all have to imagine you kissing that friend on the lips.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
for a while. After your friend just ate their genitals.
You know what? Let's take a break, right? Let's take a break. We're professional. I need more
big
water
sip
already.
There. Yeah, you chugged that in a weird way where like you weren't really putting your neck back, but you're putting your whole back. So like it wasn't changing like where it was going in. Like if you just tilted your head, it would have went much faster down your throat. I was like, is that what he always drinks? This guy, nothing ever goes down
lazy.
His throat.
I was too lazy to to tilt my head back. So I found if I just held the can of water, and if I just tilt the whole chair back, eventually the soda would start.
Took quite a while. I'm like, I'm not going to let this go, even though this is not a visual podcast. I want to talk about all the visual things.
I don't. Oh, by the way, I like to talk about visual things. People imagine it. I'm telling you, I know the show. I listen.
Hi,
everybody. I'm Todd Glass. I listen to my show for years. I couldn't understand how much fun everybody was having, but now I see. That's right. I listen to my own show every week. And if you'd like to listen to me stopping every 10 minutes and talking about it, well, you're going to love the new Sunday 3.5-hour Mega Talk Class. We'll have celebrity guests come in and talk about my first episode. Huh. Wow, that's been... All right, I'm done. I want to be quiet.
Yeah, okay. To talk about how you don't know how to drink out of a can again? Yeah, sure. I can get back into that.
I feel good. Just calm. Mm-hmm. What do you do after this? You have a set at midnight?
No, like 9:30, 10.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go too. Can I bump you?
Please. Do the show.
I can't. Okay. You know why? Mm-hmm. Can I tell you a secret?
Oh, here we go.
No. If you can't handle a secret, I'd rather. Yeah, I better not tell you. I better not tell you.
Okay. Do you want me to? Yes, I really want to hear
it. Oh, no.
You know what's so funny?
No one. That's the best way to deal with that person. Go, okay, cool. And you just move on.
Oh, yeah. He's like, get so annoyed.
No, you know what? I don't want to tell you this. I don't know if I want these on or off.
You can't put them on or off. I was panicking, but now I kind of like hearing it.
Oh, God. I need to take some deep breaths.
Are you having a heart attack right now?
No.
Oh, God.
I even had a joke in my act that went, I didn't know. I thought when you had a heart attack, you flailed around.
Come on.
Thank you. And she, boom, boom.
I said, you have jokes in your act? I mumbled it, but I need that.
Hey. Yeah, here we go again. I'll do it again. I go, so you know, no, I did this a joke in my act.
You have jokes in your act? There you go. That felt not
great.
Forced at all.
Whether I'm
a hero.
Oh, let's
keep missing it.
Yes,
let's right
listen.
Away.
Let it listen. Let it breathe. That was what we were doing. Put reverb in our voice, please. This could be fun. I'm trusting you. Say things. Reverb.
Really be your hero.
Can you start it over? Just keep starting it over until we find little places, and then let him sing. This next time. I'm sorry. Here we go.
Shh. Let me be your hero.
Let me be your hero instead. I have free sandwiches.
Hey, it's Popkins. I'm a pretty good hero, too.
If I like to have a free deli at my meetings, if you want me to be your hero. Anyway, so I could, you know, probably get you a car, a cheap lease, baby. You'd make the payments, but I could get you.
Is that De Niro?
Let me be your hero.
I could get you a... You like cutting the knives? Fancy knives?
Would you dance if I asked you to dance?
Could you get in touch with this song emotionally?
No.
Could anything you could think of?
Not at all.
Would you cry?
Is that bad?
No, it's a pure question. I'm trying to answer myself. Hold on.
Would you save my soul tonight?
No.
Would you try?
Absolutely not. Oh my god.
If
no.
I touched your lips.
Wow. That was you touching the dog's lips.
Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this.
Did he just laugh as he said that?
Or would you die?
Is this the one? No, I can't.
This is
bring
a
it
bad
down a little.
Song.
Hold on. I can't. I tried and I was being fair. I was like, hey, if it can.
Let
if
maybe
it,
the chorus will get us.
Maybe the chorus.
I can be your hero, baby.
I like it.
I like that.
I will stand by you forever.
Oh, yeah.
That is just...
That's... I have a zero emotional connection to that song.
No.
Oh, negative, I would say. I'm upset over that. That was a big hit.
It was, dude, it was ingenuine.
Was he wet in the video? I remember him being like in a wet white shirt. Am I right with this? Yeah.
And I did.
You know what? I hate to be rude, but his mole, it always turned me off him. I don't want to be the person. I had a mole. It was a lot, but I just really always, it always looked shiny or something. Or irritating.
Well, the rumor out on the street was that he had a tipper made by a doctor. All right. I made it.
I think so. You made it. You're just in the mole, the fake mole making business on the side. I got a small side business. You want a mole? Come over to my house. I can do a custom mole for you. You know, big, small. What do you want over here? What kind of mole do you want? Medium mole?
Oh, God.
I had a mole. I had a mole two weeks ago.
What happened?
Oh.
No, seriously.
I'll be quick about it.
No, don't have to be quick. Take
I
your
have
time.
To.
I talk a lot, too.
I had a mole on the side of my neck, and a man... got a little frisky, and he was like, men always would go to the right side, and I always hit a mole there. It wasn't small. It was like a junior mint. It was a big mole, and I was like, okay, kind of pushing him away, and I guess he thought I was like getting frisky, whatever, and he bit. I don't think he meant to bite the mole, like my neck, but he bit the mole, and I turned my head, bleeding down the side of my head. Just got a new white IKEA fucking comforter. I was all upset. I'm scrubbing the comforter. I come back in. My mole is like... not dangling off, but it is not all the way on anymore. Yeah, this is my... I hate my life. I don't want
laugh,
this.
Right?
Yes, you can laugh, obviously. This is psychotic. A man bit my fucking mole off of my head. I have been self-conscious my whole life over it. So I kick him out. I'm like, get the fuck out of my house, mole man. Digesting my fucking
mole. But
you're
nice, right?
I'm nice until... this is the worst part. So he goes to like... he's like, still kissing me goodbye. I'm like, part of my mole is in your mouth. Get the hell out of my house. He takes his hands... my hands, sorry, and put them around his neck. Like a goodbye choke. I was like... get the hell out of my house. What is going on? A goodbye choke. And there's no choke. Anyways, he leaves. I'm panicked. Mole goes by 2 days. It's not healing. It's like on, but it feels loose or something. So I have to go to this mole doctor. Very funny guy. I did leave my album there. I'm sure he's listening to it. I was killing it in the mole room. I'm not joking. I actually wanted to pitch to Comedy Central, me doing a half hour in the mole room. I swear to God, I was at my funniest. They were both laughing. And like the guy's like, what are you doing? I'm a comedian. So I was going to ask. I literally, when they cut it off, I went, can I have a moment alone with the mole? And he got, and I took the bit so far. I'm like, no, seriously, I need like 5 minutes. I kept going. Very fun stuff for me. Not as much him. Anyways, $400. Had to get, I never got it removed when I was a kid because my parents said that we had an aunt in Bulgaria who had a mole, the same one in the middle of her forehead, and she got it removed and died at 30 because it spread and it became cancer. So I had this stupid fucking mole. Anyways, it's not cancerous. I'm fine. Minus a $400 bill that I had to pay. Mole. I've had a mole and a gaping hole. Oh my God, they replace each other, the mole and the hole. Oh my God!
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Wow.
On this that week was... on Oh My God,
her mole
celebrity gossip. Apparently, Cher was caught futzing around with Alec Baldwin's neighbor.
I bet he's a hot neighbor.
Well, hello. I want my life. No, I don't. I was going to say it would be nice to have that life. We took a road trip and in the middle of nowhere went up to Santa Cruz. Have you ever been up to Santa Cruz?
Yeah.
There's a really cool
nice.
Little it's comedy cute. Thing going on up there. And on the way there, that pumpkin place, did you see that?
No, I didn't go in the fall.
I don't know how to explain it, but pumpkin John place. Was there. Not like I'm, you know, not like the Wizard of Oz. John was there. He saw it, too. It was this pumpkins and water wheels. It was like this fake village. It was all basically to sell stuff. There was a lot of fudge and then a bakery with really good sandwiches and then an ice cream parlor. So, yeah, by nature is to get. And then there's a train going around it. Oh. Yeah, it's very.
A fair? A pumpkin fair?
It's not official a pumpkin fair. Pumpkin I think it's an elaborate way to sell things.
If you remember, the place was I know called that, Casa de Fruta.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Hey, no, I'm sorry.
No, John. What? John, I'm going to tell you one
I
more
was
time.
Not to refresh you.
See, oh, what was it again?
Casa de Fruta.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Not with a lady in the room.
I'm sorry.
John, you pig.
You pig.
You fucking pig.
You fucking pig.
I'm just trying to help
John!
You out by...
You must show respect.
I'm not trying to offend anyone.
No, you're not. He's not. So go ahead.
Casa de Fruta.
Okay.
They were doing, I guess, pumpkin junctions. Yeah, the fall
pumpkin
time.
Pumpkin Junction. Na, 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 na.
And I think
pumpkin
also Renaissance junction. Festival was nearby, too.
Mm-hmm. A lot of big white tits flopping around with those things. Oh, like I'm off center here for that. You're telling me you're not going to see a bunch of well-rounded women with tits up to their chins flopping around that thing? Yeah. Give me $20 if you don't believe me right now. That's all those fairs are. Weird guys and big old floppy tits.
And from what I hear, people at those fairs, they fuck.
Oh, they're fucking. Those are fuck fairs. Are you kidding
good.
Me?
Good. At least
they're lifting
healthy.
Up those
you
kilts.
Know what?
They're getting their ass fucked.
At least they're healthy.
Wet holes.
People that end up, you know, being able to do that and
taught
living
those
happy, happy
too.
Lives. As long as they're healthy.
Moist.
As long as they're nice
to each
other.
A lot of sweaty holes getting fucked around with at that those things. Do I have a new five on the Renaissance Fair? Seriously, I have no new material. God. Yeah.
Oh no! Listen,
oh, no.
We have a floppy titty convention coming up here, and that I'm a member of. So we have to be careful. Now I'm thirsty as fuck, Aaron. I would bribe you if you would be so nice. But how long have we been going?
Hour 44.
Oh right. Yeah, that's what you said was the.
We're good. We how's good. It? Is there anything I want to give the stage to you for 30 minutes? And I'm gonna sit down. What if I try to make that like a good thing? Now you're working.
Oh God.
Oh Jesus, what would I do? but could you? Yes. I'm sorry. I don't. Anything carbonated or an uncarbonated?
Can I actually get one too, please? Thank you. Wow.
Now
I feel
they
rude.
Should be in the refrigerator. They're not. They're in like the cabinet. If they're not, there's
just
bottles too.
Hour 45 to go here.
No. No. We're going in right now. About 15 minutes. 10, 15 minutes. You leave all this in.
Yeah.
I'm so thirsty. I can't imagine talking about anything except how thirsty I am.
Well, that's a problem. I think that's an issue that you need to deal with yourself. There's several other things you can talk about. No. Just the thirst. I'll go back on those Renaissance Fair titties if you want, because I'll tell you right now, veiny, floppy, and out and about. God love them. God love them. If I had that confidence to get those out there.
Seriously, be who you are.
I guarantee every woman at the fair has been fucked way more than me in the last year, and I'm jealous as all hell. Hey, any floppy tit fair ladies listening to this, please hit me up. I'd love to come out with you guys next time. Get me out there. Get these things slapped. I want them slapped. I want them looked at. I want a bit of sun on them. Get them a bit of sun. That's all these gals need. Get them out there. Let them breathe. That's the problem. They're stuffed up. They're stuffed and they're thirsty, like Todd's mouth. Wait. They're dry. That's very dry. They're quite parched.
I did want to ask you this about your.
Let me be your hero.
Oh.
I like doing it with him. Oh. What would you like to ask me?
I forget.
Sir. Oh, come on.
I'm going to have water in a little bit.
And then your memory comes back.
My memory comes back. That's the way it works. There's truth to that. Right now, I'm worthless. I'm so thirsty.
Okay, yes. Wow.
I'm really thirsty.
Take that part out.
No, I don't mind. What?
You want everyone knowing how thirsty.
Oh, yeah. So pick what
options.
Thank you.
I truly, I'll do the tangerine. You know I want that. Great. Thank you.
And I want this.
What the hell is this thing?
That's just water.
Wine?
No, that's just water.
Chug a bottle of Chardonnay. God, I'm thirsty.
You go, no, Todd, that's wine. I'm pretty sure it's water because you don't want to admit it.
I had a friend I lived with once, woke up so hungover and forgot she filled up a water bottle with vodka and chugged the entire fucking thing before she realized, like, she had a drinking problem. She chugged the whole thing, and then she went, fuck. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I would have vomited everywhere. Like, she was, like, nude, like, wiping her eyes, like, so fucked still. I'm like, that's insane.
That's what she probably told everybody. I didn't realize till I was all the way done.
No,
really?
She knew.
You didn't know halfway through? You went, oops, I think this is my one time I actually get to do this. I act like it's an accident. Go, 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 go. No idea. Okay. Go, 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 go. Nope. Water, pure water.
I never thought drinking sounded like that.
What's good? Hey, no judgment. I'm a guy who eats like a horrible habit. I have nothing but empathy. And you know what? That joke was, I'm better than that. But I'll leave it in to prove I'm human. Smoke, smoke, smoke them cigarettes. Where'd you start comedy? Did I ask you that already?
Toronto. You knew this.
Okay. Listen, I don't need you to get up in my face.
You knew this.
Why do you have to be mean to me? The listening audience doesn't know it.
Did I meet you in Toronto? I think I opened for you, fucking asshole.
You asshole. Fuck you. Sometimes I ask questions for this fucking audience.
Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
I was hoping you kept playing the music.
Great scene. You like Toronto?
I do.
You love Toronto. Yeah, you always you changed up the Comedy Bar lights. Everyone loves it. It's great.
I fixed that whole place up. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
I really did.
I loved it. They let me do it.
It's great.
And you got to darken shit up.
I liked it. I don't like seeing things in there.
It looked good.
Mm-hmm.
That sun comes in the windows, and it's in the early. Yeah, black it out.
Mm-hmm.
Let people walk into a dark fucking room. Seriously.
It's a great place.
I would never want the atmosphere in my even bar to be sun setting. Unless it's on a deck. But I'm talking about when people are out for the night and they want to, you know, and they come into a place. And in the summer, you could go inside at 7:30. Once I'm inside, but this is what I would guess, the atmosphere I would want to provide. At 7:30, if someone was going out, let them make pretend it's night. They want it to be there. Get them into the night.
Mm-hmm.
So sun blaring in the window. Oh, it's 8, but there's the sun still coming in the front window. That's not the atmosphere I want. So that's
what
I'm saying.
You went the dark dungeon. Yeah, it's always nighttime.
It doesn't have to be dungeon either, but it can be like not like absurd. Like you gotta make it seem like at night, like jazz. It says everything. You would never go to a jazz club. Somebody would be singing. The whole place would be bright. Like just do that everywhere. Mm-hmm. Do it in the hallway. Do it in the actual showroom. Do it in the bathrooms. Seriously.
Yeah, no, it really made a difference. It's great.
Where?
Comedy Bar.
Oh, I'm not. I was, by the way. But I was saying the places that even.
Every place.
No, I don't know. Forget it.
Well, that's been the Todd Glass Show, everybody. We're just going to wrap
it play the Todd Glass Show. Here and now, there's something you should know.
Wow.
Do I have the best dog in the world? Like, for an 11-week-old puppy, this is pretty fucking chill, right? Are we all like, come on.
This episode is its own thing.
Thank you.
I hope people have felt the dog's energy took a presence in the show. You know, it was even Eric's playing more gentle on the drums because our main goal is to make sure that dog's happy. Mm-hmm. He looks very happy. Oh, look at him. He's smiling. She. Just say he is, she. Please. She. Mm-hmm. Gucci goo.
I've also been in and around her giant asshole for 3.5 weeks now. I have literally done nothing. I had to cancel a festival on the weekend. Couldn't go because I couldn't get someone to watch her overnight. And because they wanted to charge me $200. $200 a night to sit. Is that fucking crazy? I was like, suck my ass. I'm not doing that.
At a place?
At my house. I was like, can you watch? This girl's like, oh, I know I'm going to charge $200. I'm like, $200 to stay overnight? I'm like, what the fuck? It's me $600 a weekend. I'm like, I'm not making that. I'm like, the fuck's going on?
Yeah. She had some rich clientele. She thought, oh, that's what everyone will pay. Yeah, no.
Are you crazy? My friend dog boards in Toronto. She charges maybe, $80 if it's a bad dog. It's crazy. Anyways.
I'm sorry if I was wrong. I'm not in that business. I should butt the fuck out. I want to be the person.
$200's a lot, I think, for an overnight.
I don't know. Maybe you're crazy.
I don't think so.
I don't either. That sounds like a lot.
Anyways, that's all I think about. All I do is look at her and stare at her and train her, and I'm crazy. I have not. When I say I haven't left my house in 3 weeks, I'm not even joking. I've maybe gone to like grocery shopping, come home, and I've done, I think, 2 shows in 3 weeks.
Good for you.
I haven't left. I'm not well.
You know what?
Then I got this, and I was really, the spider bite really did a number on my week. Anyways, caught a guy's nipple is a lot. A lot.
Do you feel like sometimes when you look at her, it does help? You're like,
it does, and her being good, and like she knows a bunch of tricks that I could have showed you, but I didn't. But yeah, no, it is nice.
She's laying on the pillow, on the blanket, like centered on it.
She's sleeping. See, then I look at her, I get that face. That's the reaction I get. I see her, I get upset. It's like a weird.
It's normal. It's what it is. It's normal. It's good. It's a good thing. Hey, masses
this
don't
always.
It's
called the dog cast now.
Yeah, it's the dog cast road trip, Pumpkin Junction. We talked about it.
We're big chat about.
Why don't we ever put pictures on? Like, we took pictures up at Pumpkin Junction. They should go on our Facebook page or Twitter or, I mean, Instagram.
All of them.
Ay.
A lot of posting.
It's too much. It's too much. I'm Eddie Pepitone. James. It's so easy to do.
Eddie posts a lot.
I do it just as good as James.
Eddie does. Right. Eddie's out there. He's doing it.
It's hard to do it. It's easy to do an impersonation of it and do a bad one. Mm-hmm. But when you hear James, you know, like, you're like, how the fuck? Some of them, like, I go, how did you even get that tone? Like, Kyle, was it Kyle Kinane he does? You know who I'm talking about? James Adomian? Bronger. Like, that's fucking crazy, isn't it? Like, don't you think that's amazing? What is your name? Yell it real loud.
Yeah, it was amazing.
What's your name, I'm asking?
Oh, Aaron.
Aaron what?
Simon.
Are you a new intern here?
No, I've been here a while.
Oh, okay. Well, nice to meet you. Sometimes you have to put them in their place. Oh, a new intern trying to get us way through medical school. I don't know. I don't know the type of people things they do.
A lot of medical clients coming in and turning here. Big time. Yeah, they finish a 17-hour shift at the hospital. Gotta get to the cast. Gotta grab Todd a couple soda pops. He might get a bit parched near the end of the show. Should I be focusing on medicine and operations? No. Get to Todd's. He's got a nice spread. He's got a couple celeries with a little bit of oregano sprinkled on top. Gotta get over there quickly. Great spread. I do love a good spread. Love a couple dip options. Love that there's dog cookies out. Very nice.
I love a good spread. And whenever you head down to my living room. That's where I have problems. It's hard to go up and go down. Fuck this singing. I'm so sick of it. Sing
Are
it.
You?
I'm sick of not being able to sing. I could, but I have tricks. When I go out singing, I'm going to use thunder a lot when I hit the notes. Things like that. Mm-hmm. Boom! Makes people think you sing, you know. You know what I mean? If you just go shabba-ba, and then you just do that. we're done.
All right. Bye.
No, I want you to take... I want you to... I'm going to play some music and just let you say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
To everybody okay. you love. If you want to thank anybody, send good vibes.
Oh, that's nice.
Don't we have
nice.
A great song?
Oh, that is kind of... That's kind of funky. I just want to... Just want to give a shout. A lot of people, you know what? Actually, a lot of people have helped me watch my dog recently. I had to run out quickly and do things. Daniel Webb, shout out. Oh. Came over a lot.
Good. He's a good yeah. good man.
Mm-hmm. Ever Maynard, comic, very funny. Oh. Came over.
There you
Lindsay,
go.
Lindsay Adams, great
Lindsay
people.
Lindsay Adams.
Great people. Help me out. It's nice.
Lindsay
Matt and Julia.
Thank
you so much.
Lindsay Adams. Lindsay Adams. Yeah.
Wow, that got real sexy there. Yeah. Oh, ooh, looking at the faces.
That's the guy got so drunk and he goes, thank God I remember the words, but he doesn't. So the audience just hears him.
Thanks for having me here. Is there anything?
No, thank you. God bless. Hey. And I want you to, will you pray for me a little bit for your well-being? I know you're making some choices. You get
hit. I mean, I've made, none of these choices are mine. Would have liked the mole to still be there. Didn't hate it that badly. Would have liked to not have a gaping wound on my finger. You know, a lot of...
But you're fine.
I think it might be cursed.
No,
but then
not.
Maybe go away.
No.
I have
but
the
then
dog.
You're you. You're you, and you have your dog, and you're
my dog,
great.
That's it.
You're great.
Thank you so much.
You know you're have a you're good person. See,
I know I'm a good person.
I know. See, shut the fuck up. Everyone, hey. Punch her in her face in a way that like really makes her feel loved. You know, it's easier if someone just punches you. You know, hey, you're so great.
Yeah.
Boom.
Thank you. Yeah.
Boom. 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 All right,
incredibly
I'm done.
Funny.
That's our show. It's hard for me to say goodbye, so usually I just walk away from the mic, and we all just keep talking and walking
right.
away. Anyway,
no,
that's it.
Okay.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for coming.
Okay.
Hey. Can I ride with you?
Thank you. Okay.
We should hit up, like, Arby's?
That's our show, so
oh
I guess...
God, I love Arby's.
Oh,
all right.
This is
yeah. Oh, I miss Arby's.
All right. This is the after show. All this is, this show's over.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people see, want to just see what we did now, but they don't have to be aware of what we're doing. So it's just, be ourselves. What
Woo!
A shit show!
That was bad.
That's the end of the show.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.